At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, a little sick brag. Spent the night with Sean McDonough and Will Fleming up at the broadcast booth. Hart was going pitter-patter at a couple different things last night, Curtis, as your Red Sox. Now, 11 games over 500. Is that right? 67-56? 11 games over. They are on pace here for 87 wins if they just finish 500 the rest of the way. But how about last night? Three hits. A big one from Breggy. A little hit-and-run action. You get a Trevor Story walk-off. You get a Chapman early arrival. You have Jaron Duran ready to lay down a bunt before he gets plunked. And again, a win at Fenway. I couldn't even believe this when I saw Bradford tweet this. Since June 10th, they are 23-5 at home. That is unbelievable. The Fenway magic is back.
It sure is. The Marlins, one of the best teams in baseball, come to town. And
fear the fish.
67-56. It is interesting because we talked about Thursday with Breslow about this team and what's different.
Well, Courtney wasn't there.
Regarding the plurality of the people in this room, one person spoke to him. Courtney certainly did. She did a great job.
Excellent job, Courtney.
Ken randomly.
College Tom was there, real world Tom.
Yep, he was here. College Tom and real world Tom, the only guy with two names in one sentence.
Breslow, you were talking
Breslow. Breslow, what's the difference this year, last year? Because we forget that they were eight games over 500 around this time last year, middle of August. And it is different. I do think it's different, and there have been wins that we've talked about, whether it was the final game in Philadelphia or the Friday night against the Dodgers at Fenway after the trade deadline, extra innings win, right? That was the win at Fenway? They went on a winning streak after the deadline, whatever it was. And they go 2-4 on the road, not great, but you didn't feel like they were out of those games, minus maybe one in San Diego. The Padres are one of the best teams in baseball. The Astros are always good. So they're in the mix. They're 75% chance of making the playoffs, according to some algorithm at the end of the ESPN Major League Baseball standings. And they should be there. I'm glad that we're going to have a September and maybe October where at least Roman Anthony and Garrett Crochet and these guys will get their first playoff taste.
You might get a road trip to Seattle. I mean, right now I think they'd go there for a three-game series. It's not like that's why they need the Fenway magic for the postseason. You have to somehow catch the Mariners or Toronto, who's right now the best team in the AL.
Do you know who's the most forgotten man in Boston? I think of him when it comes to Seattle because of a really cool Netflix lunch.
Okay, now I give up.
Tristan Cassis. No.
he's around. He was out there again yesterday.
No, I know. I'm not saying he's not here. I'm saying disgust. Like,
yes. Yeah.
It's a...
Well, even 3 months ago, I think you and I were both pretty down on this team. Cassis was one of the reasons.
Yeah.
Story was a disaster. Rafaela, the first couple months of the year, was a mess. I had pretty much given up on him. Now he is gold glove, even though he plays there half the time. He is so smooth out there. It's unbelievable. The left side of the infield is just a joy to watch every game. With Bregman and Story there. I guess big picture, in the last 2 months, and you and I are not crowning them, you know, they might make the playoffs, whatever. I don't think they're a World Series team yet. What are the biggest what are the biggest reasons? If you just had to rattle off like 3, 4, 5 reasons, they're here now. Biggest reason the Red Sox are where they are, different from last year, to your question to Breslow.
I mean, there's one that's clear above all else.
Bregman?
Crochet.
Oh, Crochet.
How could you say Bregman over Crochet?
Well, Bregman has been huge. Again, last night, it's just the clutch. He's the only guy in the lineup that you fear.
He missed a month and a half.
I know, but still, the leadership, the clutch, the
You think Bregman has been more important to this team than Garrett Crochet?
Oh, boy, it's close.
It's close.
Statistically, no, you're
What's
right.
What's the war on those two?
I would lose that poll if I put it up.
Well, who's more important, Crochet or Milton?
I watched every Joe Milton snap for his first start in Dallas. I have a full breakdown coming up.
I mean, it's not even arguable.
Bregman right now is hitting .299, which, by the way, there are like 5 guys hitting .300 in the big leagues.
Why do you still get batting average? Nobody in baseball actually thinks it's important.
.154 OPS plus.
What's his...
So 54% above the average.
What his
16 dingers, 51 ribby.
What's his Corsi?
no Corsi. I'll look up his F4. So he's 31. By the way, he's going to opt out, right? We agree on that?
Of course. Well, you said he was going to opt out when he was hurt. Of course he's going to opt out now.
Okay, Boris has been kind of hovering. And I asked Fleming this last night. And I know he's
does
pulled
Boris,
one way.
Does Boris represent Fleming as well?
I don't think so. Oh. I don't know. The question was, are they going to bring Bregman back? Because we saw this with Schwarber. Even Will said, you're right, they screwed up with Schwarber, but this is different. They know how important Bregman is. And it seems like Bregman wants to be here. He's out like at Sam Adams' tap room this week, schlepping beers.
He was getting paid by Sam Adams.
I know, but he wants to be in Boston. I get that vibe. He likes it here. He and his family
really
want to settle down.
You really think if the Yankees and Red Sox offered similar contracts, but the Yankees offered $15 million more, he'd stay here?
He turned down more with Detroit this year to play here.
Total money.
That's what I was told. They
by
were
who?
Offered a bigger deal.
Who told you that?
I have insiders. I have sources. So,
he was offered more than $40 million a year.
Length of the contract, total money, was the speculation. He could have signed a longer term deal to go to Detroit.
Right.
Well, probably less money, average value.
So he made $40 million this year.
Right.
And then he's going to sign a new deal.
But it's
going to
be the same thing next year, though, right?
He's not going to turn down less money to go.
He might take a shorter deal at age 30. Same thing.
Average annual value of the contract. You even said yourself he got hurt and he was still going to opt out.
Yes.
So if he loved you here, why would he opt out?
Just because Boris does that. He's a Boris guy.
Oh,
they
so
always
he just
opt
does
out.
Whatever. But I thought you said Boris clients never take less money, and you said he took less money.
He took less money in the long term.
Right. Why would a Boris client do that?
Because Bregman wanted to.
But that flies in the face of reason. I said, why did Bregman take less money to stay here? And he said, that's not what Boris clients do. And then I said, why did he sign? And he said, that's not what Boris would let him.
No, Boris clients always opt out and renegotiate every year. That's just what he's going to do. That's what I'm, you know.
But why would he opt out if he loves it here? If you just
because
said Boris
clients
take
he wants
more
a
money.
Longer deal than he's got. He's
he had
have,
an offer for a longer deal.
No, I'm saying he's gonna have 2 years, $40 million per year on the table with the Red Sox. He's gonna want a 5-year deal with the Red Sox.
Okay, so he's only gonna negotiate with the Red Sox.
No, he'll use other teams as negotiating tactics, like he did with Detroit last year. He'll have other suitors. I'm not 100% convinced they're gonna sign him. I'm hopeful they will sign him. Do you think they will? I mean, Schwarber scares me because they
I'm done making
that.
Predictions about the Red Sox spending and investing because every time I do, I sound like it. I look like an absolute buffoon.
Well, not really.
I don't think that John Henry in this offseason is going to pay him. No way. No, if he wants 5 years, $200 million, John Henry will not.
But Cora loves him.
They're going to
They're
have a
effect.
Work stoppage after next season, Ken.
Yeah.
He is leading the charge
but
for a salary
isn't that
cap.
A get-out-of-jail-free card? Like, they don't have to pay him for that third year, and then if there's no season.
So you think John Henry, while telling owners that they have to stop their spending and say that we're going up against the salary cap, is going to offer a 5-year, $200 million deal to Alex Bregman?
They were in on Soto. What'd they offer him? They were close.
Can you admit that now, that that was such nonsense?
I was a good non-signing. Sometimes the best deals are the ones you don't make.
That's
Look
not
at the
what
Mets.
I'm asking.
The Mets are collapsing.
Let's talk about what I just asked. Do you think the Red Sox were ever in on Juan Soto?
I do. I think they were all over him. They flew out to California.
You flew out to California.
Yes, I did. Great trip down the coast. You know what's else?
Do you ever sit back and say all the things that you just were a company douche on that you were wrong about?
What?
Like that?
Like Soto. You don't think they were in on Soto?
Of course not.
Okay, prove to me they weren't.
They weren't even in the final suitors.
You can't. Yes, they were.
What was their offer?
$700 million, about.
Alrighty.
That's reported. I mean, I wasn't in on the...
That's reported. It was by Bradfoe. It was written by Breslow.
Yeah, we'll be on 1 o'clock today. But back to my original... So you think Bregman's... This is it. Bregman's going to opt out and be done. That would
No, 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 no. I don't think he will. I would sign him. I think he is a no-brainer. But I also thought Kyle Schwarber was a no-brainer.
You're right about Crochet, though. He's been huge. He goes tomorrow. I mean, the other guys, I guess you would throw in the mix. Chapman had another clean inning last night. How good has he been in the back end? Roman Anthony's call-up was not like... dazzling from the start, but he's just been steady. Who does he remind you of? He's like...
Who?
Roman Anthony.
I think he's like a mixture between Jesus and Moses.
It's a little... You could be come up with some better comps there. He's good. He's just smooth. He's steady.
He's a better, more polished Ellsbury on that early Red Sox championship team. I think, was it 07 that he was here?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he's... He's not Mookie. He's not. I don't think they've had a guy like him, really, in my life. Like, he's just, he's 21 years old. Mm-hmm. And he's one of the best players. I mean, what is it? Like, the last 30 days, he's been all these numbers. You see the splits, just been incredible.
He's your left fielder for the next 15 years, right?
When
now.
He's at the plate, you don't think, oh no, he's a rookie. You don't, his age doesn't enter
now.
Your head.
Nope. You're like, I got to see what he's going to do next.
I'm glad they fired the scout that found him. I think that's a smart move.
Well, and some people will say the Devers trade was one of the big developments of the year. I think John in the car wants to go there here on the Kenny Curtis Show. Bright and early. Hi, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's nice to hear your voices on a Saturday.
You too.
I can't believe how this has sort of turned out. I mean, when I called you guys back in, what was it, late June, early June, whenever it was, I knew that there was something wrong with this team's clubhouse. And, Curtis, you sort of pushed back on me saying that you don't really need a tight clubhouse in baseball, you know, the 26 Cavs and all that kind of stuff. But I really think when you have a young team like they do now that a clubhouse is integral and essential to the team winning. And it was pretty obvious that Rafi was holding them back. But going forward, this team
we lost you, John. Point, you know, it's the Devers trade, though.
I mean, the Devers trade looks great today.
It does.
Another four strikeouts for Devers last night.
Amazing.
But the real test for that is going to be in how they reinvest, because you've seen the St. Louis Cardinals are the poster child for what is the danger of owners that abuse their fans, where they have not been investing. Busch Stadium, which is a beautiful ballpark, has been, I think they're, I saw this yesterday, they're like 16th or 17th in attendance this year, which is the lowest they've been in like 50 years.
And you love St. Louis. You were there famously for Super Bowl.
I went to East St. Louis to get a Hardee's breakfast sandwich for John Dennis and took my life in his hands. That was a wild time. Kevin Graham showed up, but he was empty-handed, and I had to go out. That was a lovely morning.
And the home of Jason Tatum.
We went to St. Louis the night of Game 2 at Fenway Park, and we left the night of Game 5 at Busch Stadium. The dumbest thing I've ever done in my life. But,
yeah, Cardinals are 500. They're like the Steelers. They're 500 every year.
Right. And so, if they do not reinvest, it's not going to be overnight, but there will be a steady frustration that is discussed and felt by the fans. And can I just...
And that's why I think the timing lines up for Bregman. The Devers...
Ken, we've said this so many times. We've said the timing lines up every offseason we've been doing the show, and they've done Bupkis.
Well, they signed Devers because the timing lined up with Bogarts. So now
no, they signed Devers because they were getting annihilated, and John Henry was like, okay, we need to do this.
So you don't think when the opt-out happens, November 3rd, the public sentiment is going to be fierce that they better not lose this guy. The fear of abandonment will be high.
You saw Devers. People loved him, and they traded him. Everybody's like, on board.
Yeah, but they're going to want Bregman. You can't lose Bregman. Cannot lose him.
What are you talking
about? Can't do it.
They lost Devers. They lost Mookie. They lost Xander. They've lost everybody.
Well, they didn't lose Devers. They signed him. And then they chose to get rid of him. And now
so
they're going to...
They signed Mookie, and they chose to get rid of him.
They're going to give the fans Bregman. He will be the chosen one.
Why is Bregman different than Mookie Betts? Why is Bregman different?
Because Cora loves him.
Cora loved Mookie Betts.
I don't know about that. And I think Bregman wants to be here. Different than Mookie.
Tell us 978 text. I love this. People get mad about Trevor Story. Was there one person in Boston who, in April or May, whenever the swoon, he had a pretty decent start. He had that home run on the home opener. But like that said Trevor Story was going to have a great year.
I thought he was done.
It's okay if he turned it around, but every single person in America thought that was an albatross of a contract.
And he's got a couple like big money years left, but he's so good at short, even if he's just steady there, you're all right.
Right. He's like Orlando Cabrera with the bat.
He's got 76 RBI. Pretty amazing.
It's crazy.
What a bounce back year.
He loves Fenway.
Thoughts on the Red Sox today, 617-779-7937. Why are they here? What's the most important development to get them here? 11 games over. Currently in a playoff spot, fairly comfortably. 3 up on Cleveland, I think, for the wild card exit. And 5 back of Toronto. And also, it's a game day, Curtis. This is a Patriots-Vikings game day. A place you also were for a Super Bowl. No J.J. McCarthy today, though, so... We'll get into kind of what you want to expect.
Why wouldn't J.J. McCarthy play? That makes no sense.
See, this gets into these like these scrimmages mean more than the games themselves. And it's frustrating from like a fan's perspective because nobody could see it. You just have to read Mike Reese's tweets or whatever.
The Diggs thing is so bad.
Yeah, we'll get into it.
It really is not a good, was not a good week for Mike Vrabel.
Are you sold on the Sox? Let us know. Right now, we go to Tom C. and what's trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
It was another magical Friday night at Fenway. The Sox are tied with the Marlins going until the bottom of the ninth with the bases loaded. Trevor Story singled to right to walk it off of the Sox. 2-1 was your final score. Giolito went 6 1/3, striking out 5 along the way. And here is what I had to say after the game.
This is like the best place to pitch, regardless of the monster in the park and all that kind of stuff. Just the energy that we have as a club when we get to play at home, the fan support, it's been incredible. So yeah, I always look forward to my starts here.
The Sox play game 2 of their 3-game series against the Marlins this afternoon. And as always, you can listen to the game right here on WEEI, the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Coverage starts at 3:10 on the Mass Mutual pregame show with Joe Weil. First pitch at 4:10 with Brian Bayo on the mound. Will and Sean have the call. And you just heard the Patriots play preseason game number 2 against the Minnesota Vikings today at 1 o'clock. Stephon Diggs, Ramondre Stevenson, and Christian Gonzalez are all listed as questionable for today's game. I'm Tom Crisafulli, and that's what's trending here on WEEI, WEEI.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Come. I gotta be honest, the 1 o'clock Patriots start is throwing me. And there will be many people on the road DVRing this one today, so yeah, that's an obvious.
I wish we recorded our conversations during the break. Ken said he would rather have Bregman than Paul Skeens.
I like Bregman. What's wrong with that? By the way, did you see I got my new Lindy's football magazine in?
I get the hives when I see those.
I know it reminds you of the Dino days, but it is helpful.
Do you have my Athlon lump?
It reminds me of my youth. Didn't you used to get the magazine when you were a kid on the newsstand? Just go up and get the preview?
I'll never forget the Hudson News at Logan getting Dino $32 worth of NFL preview and baseball preview magazines.
He would use it for the roundtable. Right. You take some questions.
A man who was earning over $1 million a year.
Hey, Dino was a success, no doubt about
that. He was,
yep. As you are, good job this week on the Greg Hill Show. Monday, by the way, at Fenway Park for the Jimmy Fontellathon, day one of two. Don't miss the start. Rob Hale coming in hot Monday morning to kick us off, as he always does. So generous. And we look forward to your participation and some great guests, some great tune-in guests. Bill O'Brien, 7 a.m., one of our big signature guests of Monday.
I didn't want to do this because Greg was off on vacation, but it's kind of beneath him that he writes his name in pencil underneath all the big Hail signs at the hospitals.
Well, you know, they're a team.
Right.
On weekend game days, we broadcast from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio. It's brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series official truck of the Red Sox. Red Sox are not perfect, but McDonough said this last night while I was hanging out in the booth with him. He's right.
Ooh, that rough, that St. Regis is getting so, like,
he's out of there. He's out of there.
He got it sold?
Yeah, he got out.
Holy before cow. Before good job, Tolina.
Nice job by Sean. And he's happy, and he said, I walk around town, and people talk about the Red Sox. This team's different. This is the first likable Red Sox team in some time. And it's hard to argue that. I think Sean's right.
Yeah, they are a team that looks like, obviously, Bregman is the, if he loved it here, he wouldn't opt out. So hopefully he loves it here and doesn't opt out of his contract.
Well, that's not true. That's just business. You opt out for a longer, larger deal over the course of it. You say, I want to stay here for 5 years, not two.
But
I want
why would
security.
You opt out? Why wouldn't you just sign it when you're under contract and just create a new one without hitting the free agent market?
Yeah, that's curious that they said they're not negotiating until the end of the year. I think that's a Boris ploy. Once you go to Boris, you just have to trust his mannerisms.
You vacillate between saying Boris isn't going to do
this. I'm telling you what is going to happen on the surface and what's happening beneath the surface.
Okay, so let's just talk you and me about the conversation, not what anybody else thinks or would do.
Okay.
If someone wanted to stay here, they would negotiate with the team while under contract, ensuring their future is solid here.
Yeah, but not when super agent tells you that's not the play.
Do you think Alex Bregman is a guy that looks like he's a fool or is his wife, I think, right now is at like Kennedy Business School.
Really?
Or no, Kennedy, I don't know, that's Harvard something. She's getting her degree, some master's at Harvard. I don't think that they have a hard time reading the economic baseball market.
No, and I think he trusts Boris. I mean, when has Boris ever had bad advice or cost the guy money?
When he told Veritech to sign for 4 years and $40 million.
Okay, well, I think this one's going to work out for him. I mean, he's going to opt out, and the Red Sox aren't going anywhere. It's not like they're not going to offer him 2 years, $40 million per again.
What if the Red Sox offer a $2 million raise and a C on the chest?
You know what else is interesting is Giolito. Before we get to these, a lot of Red Sox calls. Love this. Giolito.
That's all we've been talking about.
Okay, well, they're hot.
They are hot.
Giolito.
They've won 5 out of their last 10.
Giolito is 8-2. Last night got hit kind of hard. It was a little deceiving.
7 hits, deceiving run line there. Maybe if they're not playing the Marlins, it would have been different, but we
took the words out of my mouth. But what's interesting with him, Chad Jennings broke this down. So they have a $14 million club option for him, right? Unless he hits 140 innings. Then it's a mutual option, and he can opt out.
How many innings is he at?
He's at 106.
Oh, you're fine.
No, he's got 7 more starts,
right?
And he's on pace to hit 148. So if they start him every time, Giolito is going to be able to opt out. So they could skip him. Well, do you think they'd do that? Just like, we're skipping you in the rotation this week.
There was a coach in Foxborough that made a living doing things like that.
Yeah, and then you keep him. You keep a number 3 starter for $14 million, which they would obviously do. So if you keep him under 140, under 140, you get Giolito next year.
Is it 140 or 140? Oh, he's on pace for 148.
He's on pace for 148.
Well, that's not a guarantee.
Yes, but
How many starts left?
I counted seven. He has seven. So if he averages six innings a start.
But say everybody misses one start down the deadline, down the stretch run here. So six starts, and he has how many innings left? 34 innings? Is it 106?
Yeah. He's a 106 and two-thirds.
Carry the two. Oh, yeah. He could easily. If he averages five innings a start, he's not going to hit it.
It's going to be tight. Might have to ensure that he doesn't hit that.
All right.
Let's go to Chicopee. Talk to Eric. Good morning, Eric. Eric. Yo.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. So I just wanted to say that I think that road trip was much more detrimental than people want to say. They still have this terrible issue with winning extra inning games on the road when first crack at and run in with the lead runner.
No, sorry, okay. Eric, your phone's...
That's not the case in the playoffs, correct? They don't put the guy
on
second?
Runner? No.
So,
but he will be on the road.
But that's different.
Right,
I mean, but the playoff situation on the road is not going to be... They must lead the baseball in one-run games, right?
At one point. I don't know if they still are.
But the good news is that they were really bad in one-run games, and that is something that balances out over the course of the baseball season. So last night, you know, you get another one at home, but...
And now the Fenway Greens. Just wear those all in the postseason.
Are you talking about Linda's Garden?
I love Linda's Garden. Pass it every night. Let's go to Kevin in Quincy. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. I think the Red Sox have the most walk-off wins, and I think they also have the most walk-off losses.
All right.
Also, you got to remember that the Alex Bregman is historically really good in September and October, and hopefully he sees what Fenway can be like in playoff baseball, and he'll want to stay. I have the luxury of going tomorrow to see Crochet for the first time.
Nice.
If the season ended today, where do you rank Crochet in the AL Cy Young voting? Is he one? Is he behind Tarek Skubal? What do you guys got?
I mean, Vegas says he's behind Skubal, and it's a fairly clear one and two. Evaldi's having a great year also. And your guy Joe Ryan, I think, has been popping up in there, but probably not going to win Cy Young.
Joe Ryan has a .92 whip. God, what he would look like right now if you could push Giolito a couple starts, get the well under 140.
Push my man Baby Pedro back, who's going today, 4-10, first pitch, against Cal Quantrill.
Paul Quantrill, remember him? Middle reliever?
Yeah.
Well, he was on the Yankees in the, I think he gave up a, did he get, no. Who was the reliever on the Yankees in 04 that was a former Reds? Oh, it was Gordon. Anyway, former Red Sox radio voice.
He was.
Flash.
Indeed, he was.
I don't think Crochet's going to win the Cy Young, but what a great trade that was. Brilliant by Breslow and the Red Sox.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. That's their biggest move. But Chapman's a close second, or third, I guess, to Bregman.
Well, you knew they were actually in because Chapman was a guy they could have traded and got a haul for.
True.
I mean, that would have been Billy Bean special. Get a guy for nothing, get a bunch of assets for him.
Bregman is a two-time World Series champion, but he only has hit .238 in the playoffs, actually. He's had the second year they won, he was big, though. Three homers, .294.
Did he have the ball that was caught by...
Benintendi?
Yeah.
It might have been him. Was it Altuve?
I don't know. It was a short guy on the Astros. They had a bunch of them.
I'll double check that. Let's go to Derek.
That would boost his average.
Derek and Pepper. Hey, Derek.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great.
Great week, by the way. You guys had a great week. It'd be good to have the gang all back together on Greg's show. I think Bregman brings so much to the table. And people talk about, having another manager in the clubhouse, attitude. I don't see any reason. And, Curtis, I don't know who that other guy is that you were talking about. Bregman versus something with a P, you said? Some guy with a P?
Some guy.
What are you talking about?
But what's that? You said before about, you said to Ken, you guys during the break were talking about if you'd take other guy over Bregman.
Oh, Paul Skeens, yeah.
Who does he play for?
Pittsburgh.
Okay. Anyways. I don't know. I don't know what that guy brings to the table, but I agree with you, Ken, big time.
You don't know who Paul Skeens is?
No.
God.
Are they coming to town? A little Bucko action later in the month. You want to go through the schedule like Butch used to?
I would love to. I would like to drink a gallon of gin right now. This is it. Bregman against Kimbrel here. Bottom of the ninth. And Benintendi.
So it was Bregman, huh?
Yeah.
Kimbrel on the mound.
Look at that pull.
That is a great. And Castig fell out of his chair.
He did. And great he hasn't moment. Gotten up since.
I probably that week said Benintendi's your left fielder for the next 15 years.
Like, Ken, you, the amount of things you've said that have been horrible. I mean, you like Jackie Bradley Jr. You said he was a glue guy.
The problem is you remember them all. That's really the worst part.
Yeah.
Or if you don't, you just make them up, and I don't remember what I said.
Well,
so
that's a you
probably
problem.
Said it.
Yep. It's because of all the freaks you had at the woodshed.
Let's go to Justin in D.C. Hello, Justin.
Hey, gentlemen. I was at the game last night, and baseball at Fenway, when the team is in a playoff hunt, is just different. It's different than almost any other sport. So much more enjoyable than going to Nats Park or Baltimore, where there's no fans, there's no energy. The whole city was kind of bumping. So I wanted to start out with that. But, Ken, I think the reason why this team may not make the playoffs is obviously May and Buehler are absolutely atrocious. But you're talking about Giolito, like he's a number three. And all you have to do is just look at his surface advanced metrics. Last night, or the way he pitches, he gets shelled every single game.
He did it's get just hit, right he got hit hard last night, no doubt about that. But
and then
he's 8-2 with a sub-4 ERA. I mean, he has had some good outings.
I mean,
do you think they want to sign him to a long-term deal?
Like Giolito?
Yeah.
No.
So
they want him one more year.
If it's a mutual option, will the club kick it in, or will they say thanks but no thanks?
At $19 million, that's kind of borderline. But I think they probably would.
Borderline.
That's what they offered Evaldi.
Evaldi, another absolute. If they this team, sorry, Justin, if this team had Evaldi and Schwarber today, they'd be a World Series favorite.
Right.
All they needed was Devers in Evaldi or Schwarber in Evaldi, but Breslow didn't go out there and get that second pitcher. So now we have Bayo and Crochet coming up on innings limits. Giolito, his expected ERA is 5.23. And he is in the bottom 14th percentile of average exit velocity. That means he's getting hit very, very, very hard. So he's going to regress at some point. So I think baseball is really fun right now. But we can't lose sight of the fact that...
Can't say that P word, so I got to dump the end of that.
Thank you, Justin. And it is true. I think I said it to you the last time we had a show, that there is... It's great when the Bruins are in the you know, on a cup run. It feels great. People are jacked. But Patriots, you got to wait. It's one Sunday.
But don't you think it's a success if they just make the postseason this year?
Sure.
Like they could go to Seattle and lose.
If you had told me day they traded Devers to the Giants that they were going to the postseason, I would have said that would absolutely be a success. And
Justin's right. You're right. They are a couple moves away from being. It's frustrating from being really good and maybe making a run. But now they're good and they're on the rise. People see that and they're going to be satisfied enough.
Yeah, I think the biggest component to the final part of this season is that you get to see your young players and guys like Crochet who aren't as young but have never been a part of a playoff push or a pennant chase or a playoff game get to have that opportunity. And, you know, when the Red Sox are in the playoffs, it is awesome. Everything in the city is better. Everybody is it just extends summer. I mean, I will never forget the 99 ALCS at Fenway, Game 3, Red Sox-Yankees, Pedro Clemens, it was a 4-10 start. It was, you know, I don't know how old it was, like 15? It was like the entire city was coming out. Like, everybody was outside of Fenway. Everybody was trying to get inside. And now that Fenway is so nice, like, there's all these restaurants and bars. It's like Wrigley without, you know, the crappy ballpark.
I know, it's like, and... In the chair I'm in just as the manager, I've never had to plan for a postseason. So, like, I'm talking to Dung Lane last night in the booth, like, hey, what, we have to actually plan for this. We have to send people on the road. We have to
You should live stream that conversation. It would get massive
special
clicks.
Shows. We might have Curtis, like, live on the scene before the game for, like, a four-hour special.
I mean, I think Greg Hill Show live at 3 a.m. in Seattle works.
Greg does like to keep score.
We can do a Salk and Greg show comparison.
Let's go to Maine, where Shine was, and talk to Sam. Hello, Sam.
Morning, guys. Now, you can tell that the Red Sox are back because I can tell the young kids are now talking about it. The Red Sox have multiple guys where you stop what you're doing. And my own kids, 12 and 15, will get off their phones to watch Crochet pitch, Bregman, Meyer, Story, Sedan, and Duran hit. And the Red Sox haven't been like that in a long time. So when you're getting the young kids watching, and my older son doesn't even play baseball, but he wants to watch every pitch now, especially when those six guys are doing stuff.
Yep, good stuff, Sam. I think that's true. And Giolito talked last night about the Fenway atmosphere. Here's what he had to say.
I think, it's just the energy and the feeling we have here. Obviously, Fenway is the most historic ballpark, and it feels very magical here. That's how I would describe it, putting on the Red Sox uniform and playing here. So I think it's just this energy that we feed off of as pitchers, having the home crowd standing up and behind us every single pitch. I think that's probably why we're doing well here.
Just think about how far we've come since that Dodgers series you and I were out there for a couple years ago when it was L.A. takeover. We had several of those. I mean, even last month you were saying there were a lot of, Astros fans there or whatever.
There is no other team in the region that is more inextricably linked to the mental health of the Boston fan than the Red Sox. Like, it's just when they're good. I mean, it's even that brief run in 21 was awesome. You know, you had the one game playoff, the home run from Bogarts into center field. Fenway, Bradford says that was the loudest he ever heard Fenway. So to bring this, not only the young players, but the young fans that were unable to be a part of the 04, 07, 13 Sox, to get this team to be, engaged in is awesome.
Let's go to Daniel in Boston. Hey, Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys. Here's why I think they will not re-sign Bregman, even though he's been great for the team. It's just that they have to trade away a regular player. Left field is obviously under team control for years. Center field with Duran, years. Abreu in right field, years. And that's what stayed on Rafael playing second base. You have Campbell has to come up and Meyer has to come up. So I think they're going to look at Meyer as a third baseman who's under team control and relatively cheap for years to come, as opposed to like 5 years and $200 million for Bregman.
That's interesting. So in that theory, I guess you're right. But the Duran trade rumors, Curtis, were pretty strong there for a while. So doesn't it feel like they put Meyer at second until Story leaves in 2 years, and they trade Duran. They trade an outfielder. They don't trade Bregman or let Bregman go.
I don't know this at all, but I have a feeling that if Meyer was good, he would have been one of the guys they dealt. Like that he isn't the long-term Red Sox the way Roman Anthony is. I just a feeling. That's all. That it really started when he was late for Jones and Keefe, if I'm being honest.
He was a good interview, though.
Yeah.
I mean, Roman Anthony's good. He's like a solid interview. He seems like the nicest guy ever for a superstar. But Marcelo's
got 21. You got to give these guys a couple years to get an ego.
And Marcelo, they're buddies, so they're going to help each other out. I think that's going to be a Tatum Brown duo type thing, don't you?
Isn't it amazing that Devers and Bogarts have gone to teams in California and both pooped their pants?
Well, the Padres are in,
but not because of Bogarts.
Yeah, he signed for like 10
more years.
God, it's unbelievable.
Beautiful city. Never been. Actually been once.
Bregman or Duran? So if you had to pick one to stick around for the next 3 years.
Bregman.
Or you have to trade one.
I'd trade Duran.
You trade Duran.
Keep Bregman. And I think that you'd get more for Duran anyway because of his age and his price and all that. And Bregman,
it's a shame they have to pick that, because why wouldn't you just have four good outfielders?
Because they've chosen to be a mid-market team. That's why.
That is frustrating.
I mean, way to hold them accountable. That is frustrating.
Well, it is. I mean, I got to admit that. What do you want me to say?
That it's
not
the
a big
wrong
deal.
Decision.
It is a big deal.
Do you think that
I'm upset about it?
Do you think that they're being truthful and good partners with their fan base and the way they've decided to make their roster?
Okay, they're fine. They're passable. They're not bad owners. They're
no,
just
I'm not,
not
asking you to give them
level,
an F or an
all
A.
All in owners.
I'm saying we're not asking them to be the Yankees. We're not saying bring in Aaron Judge and Soto. We're saying if you had retained and extended Eovaldi and Schwarber, you would be the best team in American League.
Yeah, true. And maybe even at the deadline, going back to that, if they had swung a deal. Now, May and Buehler were the only guys to win on the road trip.
Right.
So that was kind of odd. Let's see on May, but they could have done better than that at the deadline. But today it's Baby Pedro. Sox thoughts, 617-779-7937. Up next, a little Pats talk, 1 o'clock start today. Curtis's keys to the game, but not really. I just want to what you want to see today. Your big three, how do you phrase that? Not really keys, but like three desires.
I'll tell you one of them. I want to see Diggs and Vrabel mic'd up.
I don't think that's happening.
Oh.
But your three others then. top three things Curtis wants to see in the Pats-Vikings game today that he probably won't watch because he's taking James bowling.
I went bowling yesterday. The nicest day of the year. He takes me to the effing bowling.
And his candlepin, too. You got to go big ball. There's no big ball.
It's just where I walk. We bumped into Mego walking down the street. Uh-huh. It was a lovely day.
With the Husky?
In her car.
Okay. Wow, that must have been.
We were in a crosswalk. She turned down.
Flipped you off?
She did. James said, I like you better than Dad.
She's in an 11 with John Lyons, but the three Curtis wishes next.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Coming soon, I guess, Curtis. You warned me about the sunlight ending. Sunset, no sunsets after 8. But this week, it kind of did it smack you in the face, like dark early.
As you know, when you get up, when you used to get up, the summer is great because you're driving to work. The sun's rising. It's going to be, 5 a.m. sunshine. And this week, it was dark. And it's just, but hey. I will get up when I get up for the rest of my life if it means I never have to sit in traffic.
The upside is two, playoff baseball, which we've been discussing, and NFL action. So Patriots it's September 7th is the opener, right?
Yep.
So we got some time. Games 2 and 3 this week in short order. You get the second preseason game today, Vikings, and then Thursday is the third one. I don't even know which one matters anymore. The whole NFL preseason has gone bizarre. The things that matter most seem to be the joint practices rather than the games themselves. McCarthy's not starting today for the Vikings. They'll have Sam Howell in there, I guess. And you just came off a game where you were watching Sam Hartman, so you get all these backups. It's hard to evaluate anything. If you're Vrabel, I don't even know how you evaluate players at this point. But that being said, some people will watch. Some people will DVR it and watch later. Curtis's three wishes today for the Patriots. What do you want to see when you actually do sit down to watch this game?
I want to see Drake May under center for a full quarter or half, whatever they decide, without a single turnover.
Ooh.
That would be lovely. I would like to see Drake May not lose his life while in the pocket.
Yeah.
And I, what would I, I'd like to see the smooth operation continue, where you're just not worried about the right people on the field. People that are intelligent and composed are the ones coordinating. You have a defense and an offense that don't look like they're always running to the sideline looking for information. And I don't think we're going to see Diggs in any capacity today. And there's such this, like, there's this bizarre component of social media where there's this whole sort of industry of people clipping elements from Boston Sports Radio or Boston TV with an opinion from a host or an analyst, and then losing their mind about it. Steph Diggs went and sat down with Diana Russini.
Right.
He was coy, at the very least, or kind of intentionally obtuse relating to if he would be ready week one. Steph Diggs was cleared to play without issue when camp began. That you can designate PUP, you can designate injury waiting to return. There's all these different titles you can possess if indeed the injury was still bothering you. He was cleared. You can't be half cleared. You're either cleared or you're not.
He was cleared ahead of time, ahead of expectations, though. You will admit that.
But not relevant to this conversation. The training staff and Diggs agreed he was ready to go at the start of training camp without limitation.
Fair. Okay.
That was a big story.
Yes.
Who do you think was telling Schefter when he signed that he'd be ready week one? Do you think that was Mike Vrabel or Steph Diggs?
Vrabel likes to put things out. Okay. Schefter, yeah.
So clearly, he has been the one wanting to be in the news cycle, talking about his great return, which it has been.
Mm-hmm.
And he was praised all through camp. The receivers were looking up to him. We all thought the boat thing would be an issue. Vrabel and he handled it. He showed up in camp smiling, ready to go. Now, he doesn't play the first preseason.
Which is not a real surprise.
Nope. But Vrabel's answer to Courtney about why or how he was doing, saying coach's decision, alerted at least Tom Curran to the possibility that was...
That started a weird week in the Diggs world.
And then the wide receiver coach, Downing, gives a quote to Curran that was also odd, that Jones and Keefe first alerted me to. And then...
That maybe he's not on his details sort of thing.
Right. Then he sits down with Russini. Then Karen Garigian... Then Phil Perry hears that and asks Mike Vrabel, Tom, if we could get the audio of Vrabel and Phil Perry going back and forth. Do we have it?
Not yet.
Sorry, I thought you gave me a thumbs up. So we'll play that audio, which then led to Karen Garigian, who is as close a media member could be with Mike Vrabel.
Mike's anointed media member?
She had the first question at his press conference. She covered him when he was here, all his years when he was here for the first half of the dynasty.
Right.
And she is not a bomb tosser. She is as respected as any writer is in Boston at any sport for any newspaper. And she noted that he had been absent, that he had been, his productivity had fallen off the map, and that his production and performance in the offense in 11-on-11 drills had yielded zero receptions in 5 of the last 6 joint practices or games that he had been a part of while with the total offense on the field.
Right. So your summary of all this is?
There's something going on.
Something weird happening. All right, here's the exchange.
Oh, he's not sure about his readiness for week one.
Did you really believe that, Phil? I mean, you're a smart guy. I don't know where you went to school. It wasn't Ohio State. But, do you really believe that? Did you really believe that, Phil, or are you just trying to bait me in with something?
I'm not baiting you.
Okay.
He did say he wasn't sure he'd be ready for week one. Is there any doubt in your mind?
I don't know the context in which he said it, but you'd have to help me. I mean, he's been out here almost every day. I'm excited to where he's at, and we'll see when week one comes.
But then you had guys had McCourty on, and he relayed that a private conversation that he had with Diggs, where Diggs told him he's 100%, he can do everything, he's good to go. And it's just like no big deal. The way McCourty relayed it was just that he's just a veteran who doesn't need this work right now.
No, McCourty was on before all this. McCourty said on Thursday that he's 100%.
Right.
And if he is 100%, why is he saying that to Diana Russini? And why hasn't he been performing in the offense?
According to Giardi, and I trust him on this, he's covered him in Buffalo, this is just the way Diggs is. He's just a little bit of drama. He likes some attention. And the Patriots understand that and are fine with where he is. So I'm not going to overreact.
Can you play Vrabel? Does he sound like he's fine with it?
Well, he's annoyed at the reporter for trying to, like, start something.
Who started something? Was it Phil Perry or Steph Diggs?
No, Diggs. Diggs said it, but he just doesn't. Vrabel doesn't want to get into it because they're just trying to minimize his drama. I understand where Vrabel's coming from there. He's just like, we're
Why
fine.
Why can't
we're
he
good.
Say, I have no doubt he'll play week one?
Well, he if did say that.
No, he didn't. Mike Vrabel?
Vrabel basically in that answer said we're
do,
on
do
track.
Do you believe that? He didn't say we're on track to week one. He didn't say he'll be on the field week one. He asked if he was had any doubt he would play week one, and he didn't say no.
Well, the frustrating part is we'll get no answers on that today, right? And nothing probably Thursday. So this will be a big question mark for the next
That's
three,
my point, is that this
weeks.
Now extends far beyond now. It's because there's not going to be any news in the third preseason game.
Which, you know what I want to see today? Kyle Williams. That's the guy that needs in this. Without Diggs, I want to see some Kyle Williams, and not Dobbs missing him in the end zone. Drake and Kyle.
Do you know what Vrabel should do today? He should give Butler a one-day contract and play him in the stadium.
Ooh, I like it. All right, what do you want to see from the Pats game today if you're going to tune in? And the Red Sox. They win again at Fenway. 23-5 since June 10th at Fenway.
Will you be, as a Patriots fan, able to question the inability to trade for a guy like Metcalf or acquire a top-tier younger receiver like Pickens if the Diggs experiment fails? That you went cheap, you tried to, you know.
It went riskier for sure.
Well, I mean, what's the Diggs guarantee versus those guys? I mean, at least Metcalf's got, what, $100 million guarantee?
Yeah, so, I like Diggs, though, as a player.
Me
when
too.
He's good, like, as much as those
But there's a reason
players.
Why. I said this yesterday. I love him. I thought the start, I've been praising him and Vrabel. I thought they handled it great. But yesterday is the reason why the Texans and the Bills, two teams competing for an AFC championship, said thank you, but no thank you. We're done. And the Vikings, for that matter.
On weekend game days, we broadcast from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, presented by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. This is the Kenny Curtis Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.